This is Dorothy Smith interviewing Charles Chapman, who has an international reputation as a caroloneer, but who also had a father who ran a store in Luray. Is that correct, Mr. Chapman? Where was the store located, Mr. Chapman?
The store located on West Main Street, Luray. About 1890, I think, he started in the drug business with A.W. McKim. Then later, around 1902, 1903, or 1904, he sold out his interest in that store and opened a grocery store in the same block.
In other words, was it near where McKim and Huffman?
Same store.
The same store. What type of store was it? Just groceries?
Groceries and meat, staples, fancy groceries. Just groceries, yeah.
Did the mountain people come down here to this store?
I'm sure they did. I don't remember too much back at that time, but yes, I'm sure they did.
Would you know if they were like from Tanner's Ridge area?
Probably so. Tanner's Ridge and Covey's Hollow, Noel Hollow, Basin Hollow.
Uh-huh.
Any of them.
Right. Did they bring things to your father?
Yeah, they traded, if I remember back in the good old chestnut days, when we had chestnuts, they would bring a lot of chestnuts and chinkapins. You don't even see chinkapins. You don't care of them anymore.
No.
I imagine produce of most any kind, but I don't remember anything else particularly except those two items.
Walnuts,
yeah.
Did they bring eggs?
Oh, probably so.
Chickens?
Oh, he didn't have any chickens.
Uh-huh. Now, would your father give them cash for this, or would they take it out?
Either way, both ways. Sometimes they would trade it out in some cash or both.
Uh-huh. Do you recall mainly what the people bought? Was it like coffee?
Just staple items like coffee and sugar and not soap. And they made their own soap, didn't they? So
yeah. Were the people dressed differently?
Can't prove to me. I don't remember. It didn't look any different to me as a child, I guess.
Uh-huh.
I imagine they did. I'm sure they must have, you know.
Do you recall if they walked here or if they came by horse or what?
I walked. Mostly by horse and wagon, or horse and buggy.
Mm-hmm. Of course, there wasn't the traffic then that there is now. But did your father have like a hitching post out in front for them?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Hitching posts all up and down Main Street in those days, everywhere.
There was?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you notice anything about the people, like you could say this person came from the mountains and this didn't, like,
no,
in their conversation?
I wouldn't have observed that. That
you were too young.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. None of them talked about their home life at all, but you. Didn't you hang around the store, sort of, and...
Yeah, but as a kid, I didn't pay attention to it, you know. If they had, they did.
Uh-huh. Did they stay around the store and talk?
Oh, they would transact their affairs and go on.
Oh, they didn't hang around and talk?
Not that I recall, no.
Yeah, some of them have said that was a good way to exchange news and find out what was going on.
Probably.
Yeah. The chestnuts. Did they bring them in baskets, or how did they bring them? Do you recall?
Probably brought them in bags. Brought them in baskets.
Did they have paper bags then?
Well, they may have had, what they call them, gunny sacks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's just a lot of those. That's the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They're like bags, you know.
Yeah. Were they barefoot, do you know?
I don't recall any of them barefoot, no.
Mm-hmm. Were the men clean shaven?
I wouldn't know.
You don't recall?
I have to go back beyond my generation for these
answers. Okay. You Did your father have yard goods there?
No, strictly groceries.
Just groceries. What did they do with the chestnuts and the chinkapins when he got them?
Well, it depends upon how many were brought in. A certain amount of them were sold across the retail, across the counter, and then I think they, when they get a big quantity of them, they would ship them to one of the metropolitan areas, maybe in Washington or Baltimore.
Mm-hmm. Did any of them bring any whiskey along to sell to your father?
No.
No?
Not that I recall. Barbara did, but I don't remember that.
Did any of them all talk at all about George Pollock? Did you ever hear them mention George Pollock's name, or your father talk about him?
Oh, my father knew him. Yeah, Pollock used to do his dealings at our store almost exclusively in those days. Yeah, he knew Pollock quite well. I knew him. Pollock was quite a colorful character, as you have heard, I'm sure.
That's
great
right.
Entertainer, but a poor businessman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you know a lot about Pollock in his book, of course.
Yeah. So Pollock used your father's store,
mainly. Yeah.
Then wasn't one of the Sours that used to...
Sam Sours, carry the mail. He came every day. And Pollock would come about once a week with his wagon drawn by his colored man, Spencer. One horse or a mule, maybe it was, I don't know. Load that wagon full of supplies to Skyland, of course. Sam Sayers came every day with his satchel and his mail bag and would buy smaller items for different guests at Skyland.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they would leave orders with him of what they
wanted.
He would
bring the orders, had a memorandum of different things different people wanted.
Hmm. They didn't do cooking in their own cabins, did they?
On the mountain?
Yeah.
I imagine so. Why not?
I mean, up at Skyland?
Oh. No, he had a dining. He had a central dining room.
Yeah. Well, I was wondering what they would buy from your father.
Oh, you mean what the individual, what Sam Sayers would buy from him?
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, maybe tobacco, cigarettes, chewing gum, maybe candy, the things that they would, I don't know, crackers or cakes. Or, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
Did your father have homemade cakes?
No, no bakery stuff. That's bread.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you ever go up to Skyland?
Oh, sure. That's the old road that people don't go up now.
You mean up through Kettle Canyon?
Part of it was in Kettle Canyon, yeah. Part of it, the road, I think, went back and forth over the ridge, didn't it? West, the ridge, I guess, north side of Kettle Canyon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kettle Canyon would have been too steep to climb right straight up.
Did you walk up there?
Oh, yes, I walked up there a number of times.
You did?
Sure, that was a great...
You'd walk from here?
Well, sometime we'd ride to the foot of the mountain and then walk up.
Yeah.
But in those days, you know, you only had a horse and wagon and trail up there.
Yeah.
And, Ned Berkner, one of the earlier Luray people, had the first car, I guess, in Luray, and his was the first car to go up that old road to get to Skyland way back. I remember as a small child.
Mm-hmm. And Mrs. Black said that her father, I think, was the second one to go up.
In a car?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Did you go to any of his parties?
No, I was too young for his parties.
Oh, that's a shame. Did you ever go up there on a Sunday?
No, I don't think so. Why Sunday?
People from Dark Hollow said that he had a baseball diamond there. And they used to go there on a Sunday and play.
Baseball.
And I was wondering, did you ever see a baseball diamond there?
I vaguely remember something like that, yes. Well, he would have a big annual bonfire. When was that? An Indian fair, you know?
Around 4th of July, wasn't it? It
could have been, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I never was there for one of those, but I heard of.
Yeah. They said you could see the flames here in the
air. Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah. Isn't it too bad he isn't around now?
Oh, yeah.
Gee. By the way, speaking of that, did you ever see any of the mountain fires that I have?
Oh, yeah. Well, I sure did. every summer we had them. There were several going almost all the time, all summer. I can remember very well. Long strings of flame, you know, looked like long lines of fire. They said the mountain people burned them, started them, didn't they? Wasn't that the story to make the, what was it,
huckleberries
grow?
Yeah.
But of course they had no way of fighting them in those days very satisfactorily, and so they just burned them.
Yeah.
Yes, I recall those the scenes at night. And the smoke in the daytime very well.
Ooh, awful. When you went up there, did you see any wildlife, like deer or bear?
Not in those days, no. I'm sure there must have been plenty of them there, but I don't recall seeing any.
No. Well, I don't think there were.
They were not protected then, you know, like they are now.
Mm-hmm.
The population was very much slimmer.
That Fletcher that Pollock mentions in his book, Skyland, did you ever run into Fletcher?
Who was Fletcher?
Fletcher was the one who, he and his wife always were carrying guns around.
Yeah, no, I never knew Fletcher.
Phew, lucky you.
Lucky
he was an outlaw of some kind.
Was he the one they called King of some section up there?
No, that was Aaron Nicholson.
Aaron Nicholson, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, I never knew either one of them.
This Fletcher, Pollock makes quite a flamboyant figure, and I haven't found anybody who ever knew him.
Hmm. Well, maybe it's a part figment of Pollock's imagination. You may have colored the character.
We have pictures, though, of his wife.
Uh-huh.
And she did have a gun.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the son had a gun always, too. So it wasn't just an imagination. Just I would like to have known what they really were like, if they were as dangerous as everybody says. Did your father ever, do you recall him mentioning anything about, well, I'm going to buy these particular items because I know the people in the mountains need them?
Oh, probably so. You see, you again, you're talking to me when I about things when I was a small child.
Yeah, so you don't recall him saying?
Wouldn't remember those things.
Mm. You didn't hang around the store then much?
Did I hang around the store? Oh, somewhat. Not much.
Mm-hmm. When the children came in of these mountain people, were they noisy or were they quiet or?
I don't recall. I don't recall them bringing children with them. Maybe they did. Now that you mentioned that.
Yeah.
Did they have a practice for them, leaving the children at home when they came to town, or what?
Well, I guess if the man came, then the woman stayed home. Yeah. Was it mainly the men that came?
No.
You don't know. No.
I told you to start with it. You talk about a period that I just...
Yeah.
In my infancy, I didn't remember.
Right. Your father kept the store for how many years?
Well, he kept it until he died, and then we had it in the family for 10 or 15 or 20 years after that. Which brings us up to what? 1940 maybe, 35, 40.
Mm-hmm. All right, then. During 35 and 40, you weren't such an infant then.
No.
And the Depression was going on.
Yeah.
Did you notice any difference with the mountain people in the way they were able to buy things?
Well, now that you asked the question about that period, I don't recall much traffic with the mountain people in those days, 30s and 40s. Did they still come to town like they did before? When did they? When were they put out of the mountains?
1934.
Yeah.
So it would have been.
No, I don't recall anything about the mountain people then.
Mm-hmm. No. Well, maybe they stopped coming down here. I wish you knew where they did come from. When you went up there to Pollock, did you see any of them there?
Well, may have.
Did they look any different from his guests?
Oh, I'm sure, yeah. In a way, the dress, you know, maybe the hats they wore, so on.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever walk around any of that area to see any of the mountain homes?
I don't recall. I didn't. When I was up Skylahan, it was just right on the immediate area of Skylahan, and I wouldn't have hiked back in the mountains any distance.
Mm. Yeah. Oh dear, can you think of anything at all?
Nothing. I warned you, you can draw a blank for me on this subject.
Well, you know, believe it or not, you have helped. You truly have. And I certainly appreciate
it. And the name of M.M. Hitt, your list of interviews.
M.M.
M.M. is two first initials, M.M. H.I.W.D. South Court Street.
Is that a man or a woman?
Man. By the way, he was in the mercantile business in Ray, and his father before him. And M.M., who still has a good clear mind, I think, is around 90, so he ought to remember quite a bit about the people coming into his store then.
Very good.
Yeah, that might be a good lead for you.
Yeah, that will be an excellent one. Okay. Hey, by the way, one question. Did your father carry any medicines like Bufferin or anything of that
kind? No, none of that kind, I recall. He stuck strictly to his line.
His line was groceries.
They weren't fancy groceries the way they advertised it.
tobacco and
yeah, sure.
Cigarettes.
Candy.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Well, I hope I've been a help to you in getting you, giving you some other sources there, you see.
You certainly have, and you've helped out, whether you know it or not. Started your mind going on something else. He's sort of at loose ends, isn't he?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Poor guy. Well, we're not quite through yet. You think you are. To protect the people that I interview, I ask the park to make up this agreement so that nobody can use any information without contacting.
just to go along with the tape that will be there held in Park headquarters. Quite a bit of Ruth Ann Novlin.